That music can only mean one thing. It's time for our video pick of the week with Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Our multimedia editor is here with another great video.
Thanks. It's I think it'll be a fan favorite because it's an animal cam.
Always video. A fan. Already. Yeah. Don't have to know what animal
yeah,
it is.
Exactly. This week is about the secret life of the red-eyed tree frog.
And how do you find these?
You know, the credit does not go to me, obviously. How did these scientists find these topics?
Say it one more time. The secret life of the red-eyed tree frog.
That's right. And you've probably seen a picture. Most people have probably seen a picture of one of these guys. They're the really bright green frogs. They've got blue on their sides and, as the name suggests, those really beet red eyes. And
so they're not the rare things you're never going to see. These are.
I mean, they're like National Geographic's favorite. You know, they're really pretty and really cute in the light of day.
But what's their secret?
That's right. So Michael Caldwell went to Panama, and he had heard that these tree frogs have this mysterious behavior where they shake. There was this old paper 40 years ago. Some scientists had written about this, and he studies them, and he had never seen this. So he's looking at them under all types of light, and then he finally decides to go out at night and use infrared video cameras. And suddenly, he discovers this whole other side of these tree frogs. And what happens is they're very territorial. So one tree frog is on a bush, and it really wants its bush to be its bush.
Right. I'm not sharing this branch with anybody.
No, exactly. Right. And to fight over that, there's sort of this whole sequence where first they start out with the calls, these vocal calls, and then it ramps up this communication between these two male frogs, and they start rattling the branches.
Like shaking the bodies.
They shake their bodies.
And we have a video. You have the video of them actually in nighttime, the night scope vision version of them shaking these branches. And you only can see them at night and only now on your video on our website at sciencefriday.com.
Yeah. And apparently it's not just kind of aggressive. It's actually a really specific form of communication they found out, because they put little accelerometers, these sort of really sensitive microphones, on the branches. And they found that every time that the frogs do this, no matter what frog it is or how big it is, it's shaking it at the same frequency. 12 hertz is the magic, you know, angry shake of the frog.
12 times a second.
That's right.
You have to shake it or else it. You know.
Right. And then it signals that it's a wrestling match is about to begin, which you can also see in the video.
So if you want to see these frogs shaking the branches.
And wrestling
in the middle of the night. And it's interesting, because their eyes sort of light up in that
infrared
light.
It's very creepy.
This is not a cute one. This is a creepy one.
It's a little bit scary. Yeah.
You can go to our website at sciencefriday.com and click on our video pick of the week up there on the left side. You can also download it on our podcast on take it with you on our iPod podcast. So this is something different this week.
Yeah, it's different. And you know, the thing that the researchers stressed was that we don't think about vibration as a form of communication, maybe because we're not that sensitive to it, but you know, they think that maybe this is sort of more meaningful than we've given it credit.
And thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
And if you want to see that form of vibration on our website, as I say, go to our website at sciencefriday.com, and you can watch this video pick of the week. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Alicia Bayak is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch, our technical director, pushing the levers over there. Up on our control panel here in New York, and we had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and University of Denver. Surf over to our website. We have a new survey up there. Please go to our website at sciencefriday.com and press the survey badge on the right side of the screen, a little check mark there. We'd like you to take our survey for us. And also, as I say, you can take this show and shove it right into your pocket by downloading our iPhone app right there on the website and from our webpage or from iTunes. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.